And finally, to Bahrain, where several people are badly wounded as regime forces fire tear gas and birdshots at anti-government protesters. We should warn you that the pictures you're about to see contain graphic material. The peaceful demonstrations turned violent in the towns of Sanabis and Samahij after police tried to disperse people with sand bombs and buckshots. At least two people were arrested and several others, including a 14-year-old boy, were badly injured. In Bilad al-Ghadim, protesters called for the downfall of the al-Khalifa regime. The rallies were organized by main opposition group Wefaq as part of a week-long campaign. The aim is to cancel the Formula One Grand Prix motor racing competition slated for next week. The release of political prisoners and democratic change in the U.S. allied nation are also among the protesters' demands. Myanmar has beefed up security ahead of next week's sports event by rounding up scores of activists in recent days. The move has been condemned by prominent international rights groups. From London, I'm joined by Ali Al-Faraj, Bahraini political activist. Welcome to the programme. So, Mr. Al-Faraj, why is it that the Al-Khalifa regime insists on holding this Formula One Grand Prix race?
Well, the message from the Al-Khalifa regime to the world is, as if Bahrain is, there isn't anything happening in Bahrain and there isn't a revolution going on, which is exactly the opposite of what is happening in reality. In Bahrain, most villages are, people in most villages and towns, they're going to protest on a daily basis. And they are faced with brutal attacks by the security forces. And as your report said, many people have been injured. And among them is an 18-year-old girl who was shot by a gas canister on her head, and she has been severely injured with a life-threatening injury, and now she is in intensive care unit. And there are other serious injuries as well. This is just for this is just today's injuries. These injuries are happening on a daily basis.
Indeed. Now, what if Manama fails to hold the race? What would happen? I mean, and how would it have an impact on the future of the revolution?
Well, there, obviously, the protesters in Bahrain, they would not like the race to go on in Bahrain because it gives the wrong message that as if the regime is right to continue with its brutal attack on the protesters, and it's giving the wrong message that sport should be in places where democracy and human rights are protected and are respected. In fact, many football players in Bahrain are in jails because they have expressed their views of supporting democracy. So how can a race, which is part of sport, support a regime that brutally attack and send to jails football players and doctors and nurses and teachers and people from the civil society? So this is the wrong message to give to the world, basically.
Indeed. Many thanks, sir, to Ali Al-Faraj, Bahraini political activist from London.